Welcome back to King's Kids Radio. I'm Sister Jessica.
And I'm Sister Jasmine. We've got a great lesson for you today. But first, we're going to worship the Lord through song.
Our first song is a really good one. It's called Have Faith in God. Elijah and Monty, help us sing.
Have faith in God.
Good to worship the Lord.
It sure did. Do you know what? I'm not ready to quit just yet. Let's sing another one.
That is a good idea, Sister Jessica. I've got just the song. It's called He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. Bryson, David, and Jacinia, let's give it all we got.
He's got the whole world in his hands. 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 He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got everybody here in his hands. He's got everybody here in his hands. He's got everybody here in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands.
Yet?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Let's sing another and another and another.
Well, we can't sing forever. We've got a lesson to do.
Aw, I was really looking forward to singing another one.
Well, I think we can fit in just one more song, but only one more. I know you can sing all day.
I sure can. I just love to worship God. Well, since we're just singing one more song, let's sing one of my absolute favorites. It's called, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. I need you to help me out, Marcus, Chris, and Teresa.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
That was wonderful singing, but now it's time for our memory verse.
Are you absolutely sure that we can't sing another one? Wait, look out the window. What's that? Up in the sky, it's a bird. It's a plane.
It's Super Bible Buddy. But he seems to be going too fast.
Wait, he's headed straight for my car.
And he just missed mine. Oh, thank God.
Super Bible Buddy is here. When memory verses are told, I arrive to help kids hide the Word of God in their hearts. Now, where is my memory verse?
I've got a better question. Where's my car?
Whoops, was that yours? Sorry about that. The wind speeds were really bad today. And I was so excited to help the kids with the Bible verse that I lost control of my cape.
The wind was really bad today. It turned my umbrella inside out.
Why did you have an umbrella? It's sunny.
That was the problem. I wanted rain. It is so hot outside. My poor grass is dying. It's the only thing I managed to keep alive. Even my cactus died.
How does an umbrella help with bringing rain?
Well, I figured since our Bible lesson is on faith, if I believe God for rain, it'll happen. So I needed an umbrella. I'm expecting the rain to come anytime now.
This ties in with our memory verse. Kids, let's say it together. Luke 1:37, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. This means that God can do anything.
Even giving me a new car.
Well, I don't know if you'll choose to do that, but I do feel bad about hitting your car, so I'll help you with today's lesson.
Well, I don't know how much you can help. Today's lesson is about Sarah and a very special promise God gave her.
Oh, I know this. God promised her and her husband Abraham a baby, and just so happens that I can help with this lesson.
Really? How?
Well, I have a firsthand witness. Let me make a call.
A call? To who?
Holy Message Delivering Service. Faithfully delivering God's messages to man since Eden. How may I direct your call?
Hello, Gabriel. It's Super Bible Buddy.
Super Bible Buddy! It's great to hear from you. Still helping kids hide God's word in their hearts?
You know it. And reminding them that the greatest superpower is the power to live above sin, which only happens when you repent and are baptized in Jesus' name and are filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen, brother. Now, how may I help you?
Well, some friends of mine are wanting to know more about the promise of a child God made to Sarah.
Ooh, I remember that delivery. Let's see if I can find the file. Let's see. Message to Daniel. Nah. Bread to Elijah. Not that one. Where is it? I tell you, as soon as you need something. Oh, there it is. Okay, just as I thought. The angel assigned to that delivery is in the office right now. Let me transfer you to him. Hold, please.
Thanks a lot.
Wow, an angel?
Yep, I told you I can help with this lesson.
Hello, Super Bible Buddy.
Hi, did Gabriel fill you in?
He did, and frankly, that was one of the most interesting cases I've ever worked with. Let me start from the beginning. So, when I got the file, God had already delivered a message to Abraham, telling him that he was going to become a great nation, and giving a promise for Sarah that she was going to be the mother of a great nation. The file reports that they believed with all of their heart. Now, my mission was to visit Abraham and deliver a message to him and Sarah, reminding them of the promise of God and telling them that they would have a child. So, I and a couple others headed out to visit Abraham.
So, you're headed to Abraham too?
Yep. We've got a message to deliver to him about two cities named Sodom and Gomorrah. What about you?
I'm going to tell Abraham and his wife Sarah that they are going to have a son.
A son? Wow, Sarah is almost 90 years old, and Abraham is almost 100. Another miracle from the Almighty.
Oh, I didn't know their age. They're going to be overjoyed when they hear the news.
Before long, we made it to Abraham and Sarah's house and they really made us feel welcome.
Welcome, messengers of God. Please have a seat.
We'll have food out in just a minute. Make yourselves comfortable.
We ate until we were stuffed. And Abraham and Sarah were so kind and welcoming that I was more excited than ever to be able to deliver such happy news to the couple. Finally, the moment arrived for me to deliver God's message.
Now that we have enjoyed some supper, do you have a message from God for us?
I do, and it's good news. Sarah is going to have a son.
I waited for the joy and excitement to show up on Abraham and Sarah's face, but instead, there was dead silence. Then I heard a snicker. It was Sarah.
Doesn't he know how old I am? There's no way I can have a child at this age.
Suddenly, one of my companions spoke up.
Sarah, why did you laugh? Don't you believe that God can do anything?
I didn't laugh.
Yes, you did laugh. But God's going to prove to you that nothing is impossible with him. Next year, you'll be holding your son. The same God that framed the worlds and holds us in his hand will give you a son, just like he promised. Nothing is too hard for God.
Tears began to flow down Sarah's face.
You're right. I waited years for a child. And the older I got, the less I hoped. I lost faith. But God, he can do anything. I believe for my son.
The records state that the very next year, Sarah had her son, just like God promised.
That is amazing.
That's the way God is. The impossible is possible with him. Well, did that answer your question?
It did. Thank you for your help.
No problem.
There you have it. Nothing is impossible with God. I'd love to stay and chat. I'm needed elsewhere. Until next time, kids. Acts 2:38.
It was really awesome to see God doing something that's supposed to be impossible.
It sure is, Sister Jessica. But sometimes, like Sarah, we lose faith when we don't see our answer right away. We need to learn to wait on God and trust that he will keep his promises.
You know what? You're right, Sister Jasmine. Let's pray for faith to wait on God's perfect timing and to trust that he knows what's best. Kids, let's all pray together. Jesus, thank you for your promises to us. Help us to have faith even when we have to wait. We believe that all of your words are true, and that you will keep your promises to us, including the promise of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for always hearing us when we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Looks like you'll be using that umbrella after all.
Yes, my grass is saved. See? Faith pays off.
It sure does. Well, let's do our drawing.
The winner for this week is... Elizabeth Villa.
Congratulations, Elizabeth.
Well, that's it for this week.
See you later, superheroes.
Hello, King's Kids. This is Pastor Dudley. We are so glad you joined us for this King's Kids radio episode. Remember to join us each Sunday evening at 6 p.m. for a brand new lesson. And don't forget, our past lessons are always available to listen to on our website. We'd also like to extend an invitation to you and to your family to join us for services on Sundays at 11 a.m. and Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7:30 p.m. You can also listen to our services live at faithtabernaclejc.org. We want to thank you for listening to King's Kids Radio, and may God bless each and every one of you.